Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Casbo Rants. Holy shit, fuck, are you shitting me? No fucking way, you've lost your fucking mind. Sweet mother of Christ, what's wrong with you? No, fuck, shit, son of a damn it! Get over it, unfucking believable. Casbo Rants, let's go.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another Casbo's Rant. I'm Casbo, the man with the cold. I'm here to rant. This is Season 4, Episode 124, and again, we're going to apologize ahead of time. I have a fucking horrendous cold, but I was still going to do a rant because I will power through to get my message across to the masses. It's what we do. Again, so Season 4, Episode 124, big shout out to our sponsors. Don't forget nightcaps.com. You can get them with our logo. Don't trust your safety to just anyone. Trust yourself to make sure you're safe or people you love at bars. The drink spike prevention scrunchie. You can get it on Full Swap Shop with our logo or nightcaps.com. We get the plain ones as well, so check that out. And nomorewetspot.com. You know what? Sex is great, sex is fun, but nobody likes to sleep in the puddle afterwards. Now you don't have to. Nomorewetspot.com. Make sure when you go, you put Full Swap in the promo code and get your 10% discount today. And finally, 3 million readers can't be wrong. That's right. 3 million readers read ASNLifestyleMagazine.com each and every month. What are you waiting for? If you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the swinger world, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com is the place to go. Make it a habit today to read each and every month. And don't forget, you can go on ASN Lifestyle Magazine and, well, ASN Lifestyle Magazine Awards.com, and you can vote for us currently with Full Swap Radio for Best Supporting Business. Crazy Winter Nights for Best Trade Show Convention or Expo, as well as Best Retail Store, Full Swap Shop. There you go. Okay, so there's all the business is handled. Bills are paid. Not really, but you know what I'm saying. It is what it is. So, today's message is simple. Shut the fuck up. Yep. In a nutshell, shut the fuck up. We have done different episodes and talked about, at times, things are not designed. Not everything needs to be public consumption. And it is, this is an expansion upon that. Shut the fuck up. You know, in the swinger world and the adult alternative lifestyle, non-monogamous, ethical non-monogamous world, sluts are appreciated and welcomed. Attention whores are not. The continuous use of fucking social media just to be an attention whore is so fucking disgusting and so fucking stupid, it's not even funny. And I'm telling you this, this whole rant is a public service announcement. It is a fucking public service announcement. It is the only people that are hurt, the only person you hurt when you run your fucking mouth with stupid is yourself. That's it. You hurt your reputation. You hurt the likelihood of hookups. You hurt everything. That's it. Bottom line. And the thing is that when people post stupid shit on social media, and again, like we talk about everything, this goes into real life as well. People share too much. We think, or people like to think, that people don't know what's really going on. They don't see the big picture. We're really pulling the wool over their eyes because half the shit was being posted is just for attention. People see it and they go, oh yeah. Because it's the same fucking people posting the same fucking shit over and over and over and over and over and over again. There are people that are going through journeys and they are sharing those journeys, and that's okay because there's things that are tied in with that are valuable. And it's not just for attention. But when it is posts that are specifically for attention only. Let me give you examples. The I'm leaving the lifestyle posts. Yep. You know what? This has changed. That's changed. This has happened. That's happened. We're leaving the lifestyle. Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. Your friends, if they're truly your friends, they're not going to need to know it, or you shouldn't do it to them that they only get to see it on social media. You should reach out to them directly. Everybody else, what you're looking for is the attention going, oh, please don't go. Oh, stop it. Shut up. What's really funny with it is when you come back, because so many people do, they look dumb. Now you have to eat the words. I'm never coming back, blah, blah, blah. Yes, you are. Okay, great. Here you are. Oh, shut up. If you are going, if you're, this is one of the newest ones. You see this all the fucking time now, okay? We all know in the lifestyle that there is a lot of ways that people deal with social anxiety. They deal with finding the courage to do things, whatever the case may be. It's a party. So what's involved with partying a lot of times? Booze. Booze, recreational drugs. We get it, okay? We talk about moderation. We talk about the whole nine yards with that. But here's the thing. If you need to announce that you are stopping it, it's not your personal journey. Did you hear what I said? It's not your personal journey. You're doing it for attention. You know what? There are resources available for support. And you should absolutely, I strongly encourage anyone doing that to take advantage of those resources. But it's a great buzz feed. It's a great way to get a lot of reaction to a post. To get a lot of attention. Do you understand that there are people that have had serious issues and have fight that battle on a daily basis for their entire lives? To cheapen it, to use it as a way to get attention is bullshit. That includes if you're taking a break from it. That includes if you're trying to stop it. That includes whether it be smoking, drinking, drugs, it doesn't matter. You see it in the regular life all the time. People are like, I'm gonna stop smoking cigarettes. And the concept is so you have accountability. The problem is you generally look like an ass when you don't do it. Your support system should not be random people. That doesn't work. Do you get it? I know it feels good for right here, right now. And you get to, oh, and go team and all the rest of the shit. But that's it. Shut the fuck up. Fight the battle. Use the appropriate resources. Reach out and get the folks that can help you achieve your goal. Let me tell you something about making a drastic change when it comes to substances. As you go through an incredibly challenging battle, and I know that it's an every single day by day process, believe it or not, people will recognize when you've made those changes. They absolutely will recognize it. They'll see the change in you. They'll see the change in what you're doing. No announcement needed. That's the whole idea. It's a personal struggle. It's a personal battle. And disappointedly so, it's not something that other people can do for you. You have to do yourself. But if you're trying to make it, why are you trying to make it a personal, why are you trying to make it a public battle? That's for attention. That's a different ballgame. Stop it. Shut the fuck up. If you're having issues in your marriage, your poly relationship, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your whatever, shut the fuck up. Solve it without the peanut gallery. You don't need the public input. We all sit in the lifestyle, we don't want drama, but people feed off of it. It's like slowing down for a car wreck. How many times have you come upon a car wreck and everybody's so busy looking at the car wreck? It's like, it's the same thing. That's what you're doing when you put this shit out on a public display. Stop being a train wreck. Stop putting it out there for the public to see. if there are issues within your relationship or situations that you're battling and struggling with, if you want to share with good friends, absolutely, totally understand. But that's not something that needs to have the public consumption. You don't need the public's opinion. You're not. That's not presenting something to help somebody grow or help somebody else grow. Instead of, it's something that you're dealing with, you're working through, you and the other people directly involved. And having an outside voice as an opinion, what it actually does is can make the situation worse. Why do you want to go in with any of these things? Why do you want to walk into a setting and have everybody turn, look, and start whispering about your drama, about you? It makes no sense. Now, again, I want to stress, this is not, there's a difference with all this, and there's folks that have talked about social anxiety, there's folks that have talked about mental health issues, there's different types of a journey. That's a journey where it's if the person is comfortable doing it, it is for public consumption. If the person is comfortable doing it, that's something they want to do. If that helps them on their journey, that's one thing. Most of the things out there, most of the issues and things we deal with in life are not. You don't put how much money you make online. I got a raise and now I make X amount of dollars per year. It's not for public consumption. You shut the fuck up about it. So why do we do it with all the other shit? Seriously. Why do we want to take and throw out there all this crap so people get this insight into our lives, the negative part of the input of our lives? Do you want to know why we like to sport fuck? Because honestly, I don't want to know all your issues and problems and bullshit in your world. I have my own. You don't want to know mine. So quite honestly, because we start judging. Here's the thing. If all of a sudden, if you go, I'm taking a break from anything. Oh, really? Why? It's the first question that pops in people's minds. And when that part's not answered, people's minds start making shit up all on their own. I'm taking a break from doing drugs. Oh, really? I'm taking a break from smoking weed. Really? Why? What happened? And the rumor mill goes off the rail. It's the same thing with the lifestyle. We're taking a break from the lifestyle for a while. Why? What happened? Did somebody cheat? Did somebody break a rule? Do you see what I'm saying with this? Do you see how this goes? You see how all of a sudden it's presenting a whole set of dialogue that you had no interest in sharing because you didn't share it. You have no interest in it being talked about, but it is. When we do stuff on our page, whenever we've had drama come up, just regular drama, the joy of running a page, it's something Miss Amanda's always had, and she's had a great point. We don't put the situation out on the page to everybody because 99% of the people didn't know anything about it. And so you're just opening a can of worms that didn't need to be open. It's the same with personal drama. Why would you do that? What's the value in it? What are you getting out of it? How does it make you a better person? How does it make the other people involved better people? How does it make the lifestyle better? It doesn't. Shut the fuck up. Silence is a wonderful thing. We talk about communication in the lifestyle. This is a lot like the State Farm's commercial. Sometimes we're over-communicating. We're oversharing. Not over-communicating, oversharing. We're oversharing. You're sharing information with people that, A, they don't care, and B, they don't want to know. And C, you shouldn't want them to know. The only reason they're paying attention is because it's drama and it's entertainment. Is that what your life is? Is your horrible situation, your stressful situation, your whatever situation, do you really want it to be nothing more than a sitcom on TV? Do you want people that you don't know sitting around talking about your lives and laughing at you and laughing about it? Do you want people laughing if you don't quit smoking or you don't quit whatever? Do you want to be the butt of the jokes? I give a pause there because that's the part of this that nobody thinks about. It's like being a celebrity. Everybody goes, oh, I wish I was a celebrity. They've got this and they've got that and they do this, they do that. But there's downsides. Nothing's free. Like, yes, you do have lots of money and you do have cool stuff and you can't go anywhere without being mobbed. You can't have a regular life. You can't just go to McDonald's without being mugged, mobbed. I mean, it's just, there's a price. It's the same thing with what you share out in social media. If you and your spouse are having problems, do you want every single person, every Tom, Dick, and Harry to know and give you their opinion? Do you want to hear what they think, what their opinion should be, or why they have an opinion? Because they don't know the situation, so the information they can give you is not valuable. See, that's the other unique part with this. We share all this crap, and yet, because we don't know how to shut the fuck up, and yet the reality of it is, what can you gain from it? This isn't, you're not sharing with a therapist, you're not sharing with somebody who understands the complete thing. They've heard a snippet, a little bit and pieces, and they're going to take what is a major event or possibly major event in your life or situation in your life, and they're going to render their opinion based upon a snippet, a single post, a single tweet, a single whatever. Is that where you want to get your information from? When you go to a medical doctor, do you walk in and just go, arm, and say nothing else and let them make a diagnosis on that? Of course not. Then why would you do it with your life? Shut the fuck up. If you notice, I keep saying that. Shut the fuck up. We're trying to get the message across. Sometimes shutting up is the correct answer. Do you know what talking generally does? Especially when you're talking out of your ass. It makes a situation worse. If you're not directly involved in a situation, shut the fuck up. If the situation doesn't involve the general populace, shut the fuck up. Quit sharing it with them. Stop it. You're not helping yourself. The frustration with this kind of stuff, besides the bullshit drama and the other ripple effect and waves that things like this create, is the fact that when you see this stuff happen, you look and you watch how there's zero positive value for the person that started it, and yet they're wanting some. When you throw a rock into a pond, the ripples go out away from the pond, away from the rock. They don't come back to it. So when you throw out this information, the ripples go out. You're not getting anything back. You're not getting feedback in return. You're not getting positive back. You're just sending this out, and as it goes out, it gets wider, and people don't know where it came from, and it just becomes a totally different monster. Is that what your life is? Is that what you want your life to be? Is one day worth of 50 posts saying, go get him, Tiger, worth being a laughingstock? Is 2 minutes of venting on social media worth 200 hours of people talking about you behind your back? It happens. However, whatever short euphoric feeling you get for posting something that you should shut the fuck up about, that brief euphoric feeling, is it worth people that you don't know judging you? And you go, well, I don't care what other people think. Yes, you do. Absolutely you do. It's a key factor in the lifestyle, because if your reputation precedes you, then you're pretty much fucked. That's the game. when you deal with a teenager, sometimes you have to tell them to shut the fuck up. You just have to tell them, shut the fuck up. And I wanted to break this message down to the most basic common denominator. To make sure that the power of what we're trying to say and get across actually hits home. Sometimes in the lifestyle, as in life, the most important thing somebody can do is protect us from ourselves. That's what this rant is. This rant is supposed to be designed as a slap in the face to help you change what you're doing to protect yourself, to protect your reputation. Now, whether you apply it or not, that's obviously up to you. Who knows? Some of you will listen to this and quite honestly not believe a single word I say. That's fine too. I'm sure you'll be able to, as you're standing amongst the other group of people that didn't believe it as well, you can compare notes. Life is what we put into it, is what we get out of it. We all know this. We also all know that we reap everything we sow. Think about what you're sowing. Think about what seeds you are throwing out there for public consumption. Make the decision and ponder if maybe the correct action, when you're about to say something, post something, write something, send an email, whatever, that you stop for just a second and really analyze whether or not what you really should do is shut the fuck up. Look past the first 5 minutes of euphoric yay to the big picture and long term. Then make the determination if you should click the post button or not. You've heard me say it before, you'll hear me say it again. This rant's over.